This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Got an interesting recording setup right now. I'm in our studio, my studio, I guess I should say, here in Simiamu, just outside of Canada, you know, the U.S. side of the border. Corey is in the interior. Congratulations, Corey, on the fact that you are now engaged, by the way, I want to say, and I would only bring that up. It's probably a big secret, but all of our listeners seem to feel closer and closer to you, so there's a big kudo for you. And then joining us in the first couple segments of the show today is Pete Grandage. Peter is an old friend. He is rapidly becoming a voice to consider, a voice to reckon with in terms of radio in Canada. Pete, tell us real quick about that, would you?
Well, I've been blessed not only to be a guest on your show, but in Canada, Michael Campbell, who's a well-known financial commentator, has a weekly show, and not only do I write for his blog, but I have an expanded role now on his weekly show as well. So it's always a joy, and when you've mentioned about getting married, I thought we were going to be counseling him not to get married.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I got to tell you, after 39 years, and I know you've been in that particular position with Mary just about as long, I got to tell you, man, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Well, at least one of us agree.
Corey, don't listen to the guy. I mean, you know what the people from Jersey and New York are like. Hey, Pete, let's start out, and let's take a mid-year look at a couple of issues. You know, on this show, we talk about economics and politics. I want to talk about business issues, first of all. You know, as we're recording today, gold is down around $12. In terms of the conventional markets, they've popped back a little bit since yesterday. Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 50 bucks. S&P is up about $7. The reasons behind where the markets are where they are important to realize. But again, you know, I just think a six-month perspective as to what's been going on in the markets is very appropriate to look at right now. What's your take on all of this?
There's no doubt that a very small percentage of people in the most highest class are greatly benefiting from what the Fed has done the last several years by the stock market and bonds performing so well. But unfortunately, much of that has not made it to Main Street. It stayed mostly on Wall Street and those who are most active there. The thing that's not spoken about, and I've seen it more now because I spend such a full time now in this alternative financial planning business of mine where I talk to so many business people literally all around the United States, and that is the total stoppage of any real fiscal policy coming out of Washington for years now. And when you talk to business people, and they don't get involved in politics or point to Republicans or Democrats, they talk about just how difficult it is to run a business, whether it's a small mom-and-pop show up to some Fortune, you know, 1,000-type companies. And that's the thing that's not being spoken about. And while people hear about Wall Street making new highs and so forth, it's harder now than ever to run a business. And it's one of the things that has impacted why the economy hasn't rebounded and why the employment numbers still struggle, because it's very, very difficult. Most people are not making decisions that they might have made 10 or 20 years ago to expand businesses or add employees simply because of how poor fiscal policy has been out of Washington for years.
Pete, what is very interesting that we have commented on many times is that there is this huge disconnect between the real economy and what's going on in the markets. And there's no doubt that this is due exclusively to the Fed policy, I believe, of this easy money and putting the money in these big banks' hands. And I don't personally see this stopping. However, that being said, we're seeing the conventional markets reaching all-time highs on what seems like a weekly basis. We do have some pullbacks, but we have the Dow above 17,000. We have the S&P almost at a whole new highs on a regular basis. Do you see this slowing down at any point?
Well, first of all, I think we have to take a step back and understand, yes, we are making highs, but the highs are not that much from where they were. It's not like we've moved up so much. And if we look back over since the last financial crisis, maybe the market is up 5 or 10%. You know, it lost 20-something percent in that crisis and then rallied. But at what cost? That's the other thing that's not discussed. Granted, the market has moved up, and certain people, as we said, in a certain area have profited. But at what cost? Well, the cost has been trillions and trillions of dollars of new debt, to the point that the Congressional Budget Office, a report that was almost neglected on Tuesday, issued perhaps its most dire report in the history of I've ever known following them of how bad the debt situation has come and how critical we're coming to a point of no return. And yet, you know, what happens? They're high-fiving each other on Dow TV and everything's all well in the happy world. So I think that, as you said, there's a big disengage from what is happening on Wall Street and what is happening on Main Street.
Almost no one, Pete, could disagree with that. What I find to be interesting, though, is I think that there is a very, very strong argument in the direction supporting what the government is doing in terms of the markets. I mean, you know, you talk about quantitative easing and everybody says, well, it's terrible, it's wrong, etc. Well, I'm not saying it's terrible, and I'm not saying it's wrong, not even close, but I'm saying it is postponing an event, which I'm not sure that everybody in our generation or in generations around us would want to live through. I think without QE, there is a guarantee that Western economies would probably collapse. Now, what I think the federal government is going on here, and other governments, I have to add, is the fact that they're saying, well, you know, there is a possibility that the economies of the Western sector will be able to grow out of this mess that we're in. I don't know. I've got a pretty strong background in economics and finance. I've never heard of anything like that being successful before, but there is a chance. Don't you agree?
Well, I just think you just have to look to Japan to know that what we're eventually going to have is failure, because Japan has been in this type of mode that we went into for a couple decades. And despite all the printing of money, despite all the easing, despite all the zero interest rates and all, their economy is still mirrored in basically a flat to no growth to sometimes recessionary environment. And they at least have their savings. The consumers there have a large savings base that they can fall back on. We don't have that here. Again, I just think, as you just said, as many of us felt back in the last financial crisis, that if we would have allowed us to go into what might have even turned out to be a depression-like state, we would have been working out of now that and be in a better shape. Instead, we've just added logs to the fire, and like the Congressional Budget Office said, is we're fast approaching the point of no return, and if real action isn't taken, there's only a certainty of a very big disaster, far worse than maybe even some of the most skeptics people are speaking right now about.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that, and that was the point that I was trying to make. Having said that, I just wonder if the alternative isn't so grim. And I know a lot of listeners are going to say, you know, on our blog, as they always do, they're going to say, you're absolutely crazy, Big Al. Well, maybe I am crazy. As I said back in the earlier part of this century, Pete, when I started doing this type of commentary with experts like yourself, it's real simple. We can rebuild the house right now, or we can rebuild the house in the future. And I think the government has chosen, and probably the majority of people being somewhat unsophisticated in this area, have chosen the fact that, we're going to go ahead and rebuild the house way in the future. I mean, Japan is still there. Nothing has collapsed in Japan. They're still, you know, they got a great tourist trade going. They got a great automotive industry going, et cetera, et cetera. They're still there. But the fact of the matter is, it hasn't been easy for them. It's definitely not going to be easy for us. Pete, we got to take a real quick break here. Let the stations make their announcements. And we're going to come back and we're going to do a little bit of a mid-year view on what's going on politically.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more,
follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw in free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. back to the weekend edition of the Coyle and Economics Report. Al and myself are continuing our conversation with Peter Grandich. However, we're going to go in a slightly different direction this time. Al, you brought up something off mic that I really think needs addressing. We all know that these markets are inflated, but you're saying from a social standpoint, and correct me if I'm wrong, we're actually doing all right.
Two issues here in my mind, and I am an economist first and foremost and a socialist, probably way, way, way down the rung from that particular point. But I think that the situation, if in fact this quantitative easing didn't exist right now, if in fact the authorities, for lack of better terms, who I don't agree with, I want to stress that, but if they basically threw their hands up in the air and said, we're not going to do anything, we're just going to let this thing go, and the house came crashing down, you know, as I'm sure it would, I think the amount of social unrest, incredible social unrest that would result from that, really would have to be considered. And I'm not really so sure that that is something that would be good. I think if there's even a modicum of a chance that what the government is doing in terms of propping up the stock market, et cetera, if there's even a modicum of a chance that that's going to work, I say let it play out. Pete, you think I'm nuts, I know, but I am definitely not taking the stance of the left on this case. I know it sounds like I am, but man, I'm not.
When we've had the problems in Europe and countries try to bring austerity in, we saw, as you said, people become very unrest, and most governments other than Ireland caved in and didn't really do the austerity that needed to be done. So in that sense, I think you're right that you will see people more and more the more you get them onto entitlements and then try to take it away, the more people will grow concerned about it and act perhaps even violently. But I think the issue is even bigger than what you talk about, and it's the change of what's happened in the last couple of generations. And I always like to use it in my talks to note that our parents and grandparents lived not in typical 4,000, 5,000 square foot homes, and there was no such thing back then as public storage. They managed to live their lives with a lot less than what our current society is used to. And yet, every statistical study and also psychiatric study says society is more messed up now than it was in previous generations. So the big misnomer is that more stuff will equal more happiness, and nothing could be further from the truth. So I like this joke and say that, well, I don't pick on public storage, but until we're closing public storage facilities versus opening them, we won't be working towards a better solution. But that plays into and kind of goes against what you said, is because part of what has happened is people have been given much more handouts by governments and programs. And listen, there's been studies to show that all the job programs, everything that's ever been created, never really works. In fact, when people are unemployed, they show that so many people, the moment their unemployment actually runs out, go back onto the workforce than any other time during when they've been on unemployment. So I'm all for helping people, especially when they're down and out. But I think that has to be limited, and it has to be a time limit. And that's been the big change, and that's where I disagree with you. And I think people get used to this and, in a sense, don't work as hard or believe they have to the point of where now, sooner or later, the few people that are left pulling the wagon are going to want to jump in the wagon as well and not pull anymore.
And that's a scary thought, Pete, is that the people that are out there and hardworking and really want to make a living for themselves and even support maybe their family or whoever it might be, then they will just see the easy ride that some of these other people are getting, because these entitlement programs are simply growing bigger and bigger. And Al, to touch on your point on the civil unrest, I truly believe that we're simply kicking the can further down the road. And we don't actually know what will happen when things start to implode. If they do, we talk about it on a regular basis, thinking they're saying that the markets will need to correct and come down, or at least the Main Street will need to be considered rather than just Wall Street. And then that's when I think the civil unrest will happen. But right now, Al, I see what you're saying, and the fact that these entitlement programs are keeping enough people happy that there aren't riots on the street. But that's not saying that there won't be riots on the street in a couple years or in 10 years. We just don't know how long this can all last.
has lasted for a hell of a long time in Japan. We know that. There are a number of givens that we have here. Number one, the world is changing, and the role of the United States in the world, in my opinion, as being the grand overall power is slowly diminishing, okay? And I think that's what's causing a lot of the problems right now in terms of what the Russians are doing, what the Chinese are doing, what the South Koreans are doing, etc., with their currency. Obviously, there is a very, very large shift going on in terms of power on a worldwide basis. But let's get back to the United States just for a second, and let's talk about the demographics in the United States. I would maintain that the level of civil unrest that would occur in the United States would be of a much, much larger magnitude if this economy collapsed than it is anywhere else in the world, is because I think a segment of the population, which seems now to be a bit over 50, okay, 51% or thereabouts, consists of a group of people that are unsophisticated and simply would take to the streets, and if something happened where their entitlements were taken away, would simply cause problems the like of which we've never seen before.
Well, I think to a certain degree we have seen a somewhat alarming increase in people that are speaking more than just dialogue about issues. I find it ironic just in recent weeks that when this immigration issue came about, certain groups that were extremely supportive of Obama when he was running in his first term are now extremely mad at him, as if he's going to take care of those people and not them anymore. It's kind of like once you give them something that they believe they're entitled to, it's almost impossible to take it away, even though the original intention was not to be long-lasting, except in this sense. And this is the argument, again, if Democrats out there will get very mad when I say this, and that is, I believe there's a certain political party that is encouraging this type of action in order to lock in, or a sense what I call bondage, people to believing they need them in order to survive, and therefore their vote can always be counted on. This generation now has become far more dependent on government than generations before. And you talked earlier about, well, we would have been in a depression, or, well, we had one back in the 30s, but it was kind of necessary, and that is the real world of economy. And when you start to artificially and go into these massive programs, no one can really say what's going to happen, because there's nothing to fall back on and look at. The Federal Reserve has taken it upon itself to become the guardian of the economy, maybe because Washington doesn't do its job in that anymore, but that is in its role, and we're going to pay a hefty price for it. The more we keep creating money, the more we keep adding to the debt, and we don't recognize that sooner or later we won't even be able to service the interest payments, let alone the principal payments.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing the train of thought that we started, I guess I should say, Corey, with Pete Granich in the first couple of segments. We have Chris Temple with us right now, along with Gary Savage. These gentlemen are regular contributors to our show on a daily basis. Get some tremendous feedback on our blog from what both Gary and Chris have to say. We're fortunate to have you guys, I want to say, willing to take a certain amount of time out of your day to comment on financial issues. I'd like to get some comments from you right now on a comment that I made, and I have to say perhaps wasn't totally agreed with in the first couple of segments of the show, and that was I said that if the federal government today, and I'm talking July of 2014, pulled the plug and said, all right, no more entitlement programs, no more supporting the stock market, et cetera, et cetera. I made a rather dramatic statement, and I feel a lot of our regular listeners who have been with us for 10 or 12 years would say, Corlin, you've sold out. No, I don't think I've sold out. I think the fact of the matter is that I think if everyone agreed it's time to let the house go and rebuild it, I'm talking in an economic sense, that is theoretically the correct thing to do. That is the thing that needs to happen if this country is to survive long term. My comment was, I think that if at this moment in time that happened, when you have so many people dependent on the government, I think you would have basically serious rioting in the streets going on, because I think that the majority of this country, roughly 51%, would take to the streets, and it would be very, very grim, in my opinion. who wants to beat me into submission and show me that I'm wrong?
I'll go first, Al. So here's my thinking. In the short term, yes, I think you're correct. If we were to withdraw all the stimulus and all the entitlements, yes, we would have riots and social unrest. But here's my problem. If you make short-term decisions that are good for the short term, they are almost always bad for the long term. And we can just look at recent history. When the market turned down and the economy turned down in 2000, 2002, the Fed tried to ease that recession by printing money, and they did. But then what happened was they created a housing bubble, which, of course, made everybody feel like they were rich. But the long-term result was that we ended up with the, a market collapse, a credit market collapse, and the second worst recession since the Great Depression. So that was the end game, the payoff for, not allowing that recession to run its course and actually cleanse the market. And now we're doing the same thing. We had a chance again in 2009 to let the market cleanse and start over again, but we didn't do it. The Fed instead chose that exact same playbook from 2000, and they again went down the printing path and the stimulation path. And again, here we are again, and it appears that they have, at least temporarily aborted the cleansing process, and we've got a bubble in the stock market, so people are getting rich, and it feels like the Fed did the right thing. But the problem is that we're going to get that same pay the piper moment for this that we did, when we tried this 10 years ago. Now, I can't tell you whether that moment is coming next week or it's coming a year from now, but I can tell you for sure it's going to come. We have, opted for the, trying to stop the short-term pain and letting the long-term take care of itself. And so we are going to have another recession. It's going to be worse than the last one simply because we keep making these short-term decisions to stop the short-term pain without considering the long-term implications.
Gary, I'd have to agree with you on the long-term basis. Chris, I want to let you in here. What are some of your thoughts on this?
Well, I want to take it one step further. I'll echo what Gary said, but take it one step further. When you look at the fundamental underpinning of what it is that drives our economy and the markets and so forth, it is what the Fed itself has described as a fractional reserve system. And by its design, as time has gone on, the debts not only go up exponentially, but the interest portion of debts go up exponentially to the point where we have long since lost any ability. As a nation, the average household and so forth, to pay off debt, it can't physically be done. And now it becomes increasingly difficult. And we see this especially in other countries, where you've got more acute debt situations, like in some of the pig nations in Europe, where now it's difficult to even service the debt. Forget about paying it off. Now you can't generate enough economic activity and tax revenue to even pay it off. And so the way in which that fundamental flaw in our society and that first evil of all the evils in our society is dealt with is that you simply continue it. That's why the Fed and all the other central banks have to be in inflate or die mode. There is no other choice. You've got to keep increasing all of this colossus just to keep the whole house of cards from falling. So talking in terms of whether we can do without entitlements and things like that, we're really talking about a symptom of a problem. If you try to get rid of entitlements, if you try to find some fiscal means to fix things that went to that extreme, of course you'd have social unrest. Of course you'd have riots. But in my view, that would be lunacy without first addressing the underlying cause, and that is the fractional reserve system, mountains of unpayable debt that now is hard, as I said, to even service. That's where the discussion needs to start, on the problem, not on the symptoms.
Well, I agree with that one 100%. That's where the discussion needs to start. We need to start on the problem, okay? But the fact of the matter is no one has started on the problem. This thing has evolved from where it was in, let's say, the late 1990s, okay? Over 10 years ago, certainly. It started then when you had an absolutely stupid bubble in the high-tech sector, okay? Then we continued on into a housing sector that was absolutely crazy. People made literally millions of dollars of funny money utilizing, you know, either flipping houses or utilizing taking equity out of their houses or what have you. Nothing was done to stop that. Nothing concrete was done to stop that by the powers that be, for lack of better terms. And we had a recession in 2008 that was basically, you know, I think if one were to say, well, what's the greatest event that really showed that we were in trouble? And I'd have to say, well, the fall of Lehman. Okay, we had basically the fall of an institution, a financial institution, that was considered to be absolutely sacrosanct, okay? Then you had banking failures in this country. Throughout all of this, nothing was done by the federal government to ease, take out the word ease, nothing was done to solve the problem. Okay, in my opinion, that's criminal. The fact that it's totally criminal, totally irresponsible. Nothing was done to solve the problem. The proverbial can simply continued to be kicked down the road. And that's what we're having right now. The only difference, in my opinion, between today and, let's say, the past 12 to 15 years, is the magnitude of the problem has grown to the point where if it was agreed that the house should be torn down and we should rebuild it, okay, I think that in order to simply take that action right now with no cushioning actions, for lack of better terms, I think that we would have an event in history which we have never seen in the United States. Chris, agree or disagree on that one? Then we got to take a real quick break, and then we're going to be right back with you guys.
Well, I agree with that, Al. But when we come back, I want to take issue. Might be too strong a word, but there have been proposals that are credible and that would provide a cushion that have been proposed. Problem number one is the federal government will not do it. Problem number two is they leave the Federal Reserve in charge.
Okay, there you have it. We're going to be right back with Chris and Gary. Appreciate your commentary on this. I think that these particular segments with these two gentlemen are showing why we think as highly of them as we do. Stick around.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW.
That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of the first hour of the weekend edition of the Coil and Economics Report. When we left off last segment, Chris, you mentioned something to the regard of proposals that have been made that would lead to kind of a revamping of the system. It would temporarily bring down the system, or at least I would like to think it would be only temporarily, but it definitely would shake up what is happening out there and hopefully fix what the Fed and what the other politicians have gotten us into, which we believe is a horrible, dire situation, and markets that are unsustainable, plus Main Street that is not reaping any benefits and, quite frankly, simply being hurt more and more every day. Chris, to kick it off, can you touch on some of these proposals that you mentioned?
Well, first of all, the one that would absolutely not work is any kind of a return to a gold standard. And it would take far more time than we have on this program today, but it would be impractical and unworkable to try and repeg the U.S. dollar to gold or to kumquats or anything. I mean, that's not where the argument is. The argument is that the money that we have right now, number one, is issued by a private bank, and number two, it has interest attached to it. There have been proposals over the years, sometimes from fringe politicians, sometimes from credible outfits, but generally based on the subject of what is called social credit. All right. And this is where you do not have a private bank that has a profit motive from its shareholders and others issuing the money and controlling the purse string. It means you have the government, through its elected representatives, issues money interest-free and in sufficient quantities to make sure that people's needs and wants are met. The problem is, even people who are conservatives, even libertarians, even people of this so-called Austrian school, were dealing with a playbook that itself is faulty. We need to go back to something very simple that the late William Joyce, he was otherwise known as Lord Haw-Haw, he wrote a book called Twilight Over England, where he predicted how the British Empire was going to fall in the wake of World War II. His chapter of that book on finance should be read by anybody pretending to have any understanding of how banking works. It was great. And what he boiled it down to is that you have to have one of two views of money. Either money is a tool for man that allows all of us to be able to exchange goods and services, foster innovation and so forth without money limiting that. Or the contrary, which is what we have today, is that man is the tool of money. And the money power uses people as cattle and as labor, and it manages the economy for its own benefit, not for the benefit of the people. That's where this discussion needs to go. There have been lots of proposals on social credit, on how to use that type of thing for this infrastructure we need to fix in this country to get people back to work, but that's what nobody wants to do because that breaks the back of the Fed and the money power, and they won't allow that.
Well, I happen to agree with that, and I think that, you know, this thing is starting to come around full circle to the discussions that we have on our blog on a daily basis, and that is, by the way, I just want you guys to know, I find that to be absolutely fascinating, and the problem really is the fact that the Fed, okay, and associated institutions aren't willing to give up the power. Chris, I think that's a very important point that you brought up.
Well, the representatives that we elected are our so-called leaders. They have the power to take that power back away, but they won't do it because they're bought and paid for.
Well, and going a step further here, guys, and Gary, it's something that you speak to all the time, is that we don't have any freely traded markets right now. And that is, I believe, because the Fed still has a massive amount of power because they have the ability not only to print money, but to also set interest rates so low that they can give away money to big players for free, and they get them to do their dirty work for them.
Correct, Corey. We haven't had free markets since the SEC banned short selling in financials back in the fall of 2008. So we've gotten ourselves into a huge mess. There is no easy way out of this. I don't think we're going to make the decision to, you know, choose the right path until it's forced on us. I think we'll have to have a crisis, and at that point, then maybe at that point, then the hard decisions can be made. But until we have a crisis, I expect we're just going to keep kicking the can down the road, making the problem bigger and bigger until that crisis does break out, and then hopefully we can avoid moving towards socialism, which is typically what happens when the global economy gets into these bear markets. Things are bad. People having trouble, just feeding their families. They tend to look for handouts, and so the population tends to gravitate towards socialist policies. So hopefully when we get into the crisis, we can avoid that pitfall and avoid moving towards socialism, but that is one hazard that history has shown often happens during these periods of long economic duress.
Well, we're in a situation right now that I think is really interesting. We're all riding in a train, okay? Everybody in this country and everybody in most of the Western economies is riding in a train right now, and we're in a tunnel. And when we get out of that tunnel, the light at the end of the tunnel is basically represented by two tracks, okay? If the switch goes in the direction of the track, of the track on the right, for lack of better terms, this whole thing is going to be resolved by the 49% of the country that understands that we are definitely headed in a socialistic direction if we don't change things, okay? We have time right now, a little bit of time right now, to sit back and say, okay, what are we going to do? Now, if the switch is set that we're going to go to the left, then I think that what you're going to have in the United States is I think you're going to have a situation similar to France, okay, similar to other countries that have decided that that is the best way to go. The unfortunate part of that being the best way to go is that it ain't going to work long term. What's the result if it doesn't work long term? Okay, then the big bear in the East, and then the Chinese, and then the Indians, and then the Koreans, specifically the South Koreans in this case, and certain Middle Eastern countries, I think, the shift of power in the world is going to go in that direction. Chris, you think I'm nuts?
Not at all. We've talked about that before and about why one of the reasons I think that there's been this push for sanctions against Russia even before this plane was shot down on Thursday was because Russia is helping to lead the charge away from this dollar-centered New World Order that we've had since the Bretton Woods Conference and since the end of World War II. But I want to inject one positive note here. I talk about this a lot in my newsletter and when I can on this show, but there are a lot of people already who can see the handwriting on the wall. They're not waiting for the government to rein in the Fed. They're not waiting for a collapse to come. They're taking measures now to start eating healthy, to start trading with honest money, whether that be community currencies, some of the new digital currencies, whatever. You need to be careful of some of those digital currencies. But you've got people in many, many ways. And I think a lot of listeners to this show and the people that get on a blog, instead of some of them being so negative, see what's happening around you. This is really fun stuff. I'm going to be doing a special report later this summer called Building an Economic Lifeboat and talk about how this is going on everywhere, of how one small step at a time, people in their own household and then through their churches and their communities are able to take back one piece at a time part of their economic destiny from these people. Let these idiots run us into the ground. At least we're building an economic lifeboat so we've got some local economy to fall back on.
Interesting point there, Chris, and I think that is important, that people can still make a difference in today's economic times. They just need to stand up and focus very domestically, stop worrying about everything that's going on all over the country, and focus on themselves and their community, what's going on there. Because if you look broadly, I believe, at almost any of the economies out there in any of the countries, none of them, to me, look strong. I don't see any country necessarily out there that I want to move to, because I think it provides the safety and stability that a good, solid, fundamentally strong country should. So I think it's a tough situation that many people looking outside their borders, they actually don't even have the means to move outside there, because we have moved so much into this entitlement-type state. And it will take some time, I think, to change from this, and that needs to start at the top. But actually, it also needs to start kind of at the bottom with the individual who stands up and takes charge of their own life rather than simply looking for their handouts. There are opportunities out there. Sometimes it can be a bit overwhelming, but you know what? If we all kind of work together and continue to talk and listen to as many stories as we can, I think we can start to make some changes that hopefully isn't just kicking the can down the road. Hopefully it is truly making a difference. Guys, thanks for all your time in these two segments. We hope everyone enjoyed these conversations. Stick around for the second hour of the show right after this.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.